RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
AFC North matchup. We certainly didn't make enough plays today, and they did. You got to compliment those guys on an outstanding winning effort, and it's back to work for us. We've been here before, and so certainly we got a big week ahead of us, man, in a big game in Akershire next weekend. They had a lot to do with it. They made some plays, and I'm never one not to compliment worthy opponents, man, and certainly they made plays today.
Yes, they did, but they're the number one ranked defense in the entire NFL, even with that offense that they have to put up with every single week. So, yeah, they made plays, but I think the Steelers helped them make plays along the way. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. Yeah, the Steelers contributed this by doing a bad job of scheming guys in better positions, a bad job of relying on the guys they should be relying on, Freiermuth, Gainwell. They ran the ball far less than I thought they would against a team that gives up more yards on the ground than they do in the passing game. So that's a game that they'll look back on, and it may be the one that denies them an opportunity. DK Metcalf has contributed to this with his two-game suspension. Just never should have gotten there, Austin. He did, and he's paying the price for it, and so are they. And so now, going into this last week, without a number two receiver and without a number one receiver, they have a bunch of guys who weren't on their roster to start the season.
So Jay Glazer said something very interesting on Fox yesterday, Bob, regarding – he talked to Mike Tomlin – regarding the reaction from Tomlin to Metcalf, his interaction
yes,
with the fan,
I knew
and
of this.
Much more. Here it is.
But I actually have the security communication between the Detroit Lions and Seattle Seahawks security from a game last year when DK Metcalf, when he was with the Seahawks, complained about that exact same fan to security. And at the time there, he asked that that fan be removed over very derogatory comments. I'm not going to repeat what the comments are that are on here. And obviously, guys, we don't condone ever hitting a fan or anybody else, but in this it says, when we investigated during the game, the individuals around him states and corroborated that the fan was being out of line and had indeed said these derogatory statements. They even asked us to remove the guy. The odd part of this also is that the Pittsburgh Steelers had no knowledge of this.
Okay, so that was last year. When Mike Tomlin found out about it this year, the incident happening, what was his reaction?
This was actually kind of funny. Where I was talking to Mike Tomlin about it this morning. He said, look, I was mic'd up. When you're mic'd up, nobody wants to talk to you. So I didn't know. Finally, Arthur Smith came over to him and wrote it on his call sheet. DK hit a fan, to which Mike Tomlin went, okay then. Can't make it up.
Yeah, you don't want to put what your reaction is on mics. That's the problem with those mics. You're always mic'd up, and everything you say can and will be recorded for who knows when. So, but the bottom line there, again, is that he should never have been put that. Did the NFL fail in what they did? The Players Association should have a problem with them. And the other thing is, if he noticed that same fan, the blue hair, and it's hard to miss him because, you know, he's one of those guys you just never want to deal with and thinks he's a superstar when, in fact, he's a clown. Then just tell the security again. Just say he's still here and he's doing stuff. Get him out of here. I reported him last year. You don't go over and take matters into your own hands. You just don't. It's a stupid thing to do. That's what he did, and he cost them two games of a suspension. But I think the league has some culpability in here as well.
Yeah, there's a lot to take away from that from Glazer, especially how Mike Tomlin found out about it is interesting. Why are we miking up coaches? As well,
they do
in
it
these
every,
situations.
It's routine.
I know
not
it is.
Not only him, quarterbacks, they're all mic'd.
or shouldn't there be some level
content by the NFL? They love it.
Shouldn't there be some level of transparency that the NFL, kind of like that, what the Steelers had with Hard Knocks, where they had final say over a lot of things that went out.
Right.
Don't they have the same thing with, if they tell Mike Tomlin this, like they can speak freely and not be worried about that going out?
I'm sure they could tell them, hey, we don't want this going out, but you never know. One day it might come out. It may not be that exact same day, but they keep things for many years. And well, some of that stuff does come out eventually.
Is Mike Tomlin like forced? Is he held at gunpoint to be mic'd up?
I think it's, I'd have to check into whether or not the NFL, I think it is something they prefer on all coaches.
I'm sure they
again,
prefer
for
it.
For the contact, for the content that they're looking for, which is also part of the overall money-making league that it is.
So,
they're always looking for reasons to sell something.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, but what I took from that from Glazer is that what DK Metcalf told James Harrison and told Ocho Cinco that they went on and said on their podcast about DK Metcalf, about the fan calling DK Metcalf a slur and also DK Metcalf's mom a slur, occurred last year when he was with Seattle.
Correct.
Okay. So that makes the argument from the fan that he was trying to have DK Metcalf apologize for what was said. It was said that the clarification just needs to be that it might not have been in this instance in Detroit. It was rather when Metcalf was playing for Seattle a year ago, not when he was playing
for regardless,
the Steelers.
I mean, he can go in and security people should take care of that. But there's no way that he should have gone over there and done it. That's on my point. That's on him. He shouldn't have done it. Just
correct.
Just ignore it and say, hey, that guy's here. I've told you about him last year. NFL, take action against him. And then just continue with the game. But that did not happen. 412-928-9370. We got a lot more calls we'll get to. We also have decisions.
We
and
do.
There are a lot of decisions.
And for decisions, we should welcome in John and Kennedy to join us.
John and Kennedy. Sounds like a familiar caller to our program. Hello, John.
Hey, Bob.
This is actually Martha in Washington, Bob. I don't know how that became John and Kennedy. How are you today?
You dog, you. You couldn't just resist it, huh? You're on vacation, and you still had to call into your own program.
I'm enjoying the show, Bob. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Can I take back my Steelers Super Bowl pick, please, from last week? Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, it changes. You have more evidence. You like to talk about evidence week to week. Joe, that was inexcusable. You can't lose to that team. I don't care what situation you're in or what situation they're in. You just can't lose that game.
That was horrifying. Why doesn't Limits want the coaches mic'd? That's great content.
That's what I told him. It's all about content.
What's your objection to that,
Limits? Well, it's not that. I just think that if you're Tomlin, you should be able to have the creative freedom because you were the one being mic'd up to where Arthur Smith should not be so scared to go over there and talk to him. He has to write it on a card. I would rather Tomlin be able to have that transparency and then just like they did for Hard Knocks, say, hey, don't use any of this. I don't want to see it out there. Like, I am wearing the mic.
I do want to see it out there. I do. It's great content. That's why they're mic'd up. Who cares what
and
he
the quarterbacks
wants?
Are all mic'd up, too. They put it in a place where you can't tell.
Look,
but
I like it personally. But if I was Mike Tomlin, that is the mandate that I would try to give. Like, look, I'm doing a favor for you. Like, I'm not being forced against my will to be mic'd up. This is not getting out there, just like they did for Hard Knocks.
All right,
here's
Joe.
The other thing.
Or John and Kennedy.
Here's the other
go
thing,
ahead.
Bob. And it's Martha. Please call me by my proper
Martha,
name.
I've been victimized so much by you and Pony, and I'm not. I'm afraid to take any calls now.
If Jay Glazer had this communication between the league and, I guess it was the Seahawks last year, then why didn't anybody know about it? How could the Steelers not know going into this game? Now, Glazer said they didn't know. How could there not have been extra security over there? And more to the
or
point,
or DK
Glazer,
could have reminded them, say, hey, I was here last year and I see that guy over there. You know, just don't take it into your own hands.
Well, no. He obviously made a terrible mistake, but there were many failures along the way.
Yes.
And the other thing is, Glazer, if you're going to go as far as to say, I have this communication from last year, and the language was vulgar, I think is the word he used. Okay, you don't want to say exactly what it was. Was it similar or exact to what was being reported? You got to at least tell people that, right, Bob?
Yes.
Otherwise, we don't know.
Yes. I mean, I expected a little bit more on that, absolutely. So,
why does he hold back if he has the exact language there? That's the other part that I didn't understand at all. And the league went too far with Metcalf, by the way, too, based on the Shaq Lawson example from 2 years ago. Shoved a fan in Philly, initiated the physical contact because of whatever the guy was yelling at him, and he didn't even get a fine from the league. So you go from no fine at all to two games. But that doesn't excuse Metcalf. I'm sorry, Bob.
No, I'm glad. What's your thought about Ravens Steelers now? Since you're down on them, do you think it's going to end this weekend, or do you think they'll somehow win?
It depends on a couple of things, doesn't it? Is TJ Watt going to play? That's A. And then B, is John Harbaugh going to use Derrick Henry, or is he more afraid of Derrick Henry than Mike Tomlin was of Myles Garrett yesterday?
Yeah, see, this is why, Joe, I said it's better, and Limits was surprised I said it, but I think philosophically it's easier when you have Tyler Huntley because you know you're going to rely on Derrick Henry and Patrick Ricard.
Right.
You know, just give him the ball until someone can stop him, and we saw at the end of last year in the wild card game against Baltimore the Steelers could not.
If I'm Harbaugh, first of all, the Ravens would have won the division by now if they hadn't ignored the fact that they have Michael Jordan on their team. If I'm Harbaugh, I don't leave that stadium without giving Derrick Henry the ball 35 times in that game. That would be my rule going in, is we don't leave without that guy carrying the ball or catching it 35 times. He has to touch it that many times. It's incredible what they've failed to do, having that guy on their team.
Well, having failed to do, the Steelers haven't used Freiermuth in any way that they should have either. So I think they failed in that regard yesterday again. Not until they needed him at the end of the first half, at the end of the game, did they go to him.
Just amazing that when they finally cut it loose at the end, they moved the ball right down the field. They were scared of Garrett the whole game. I don't know if you saw Brian Baldinger's breakdown. He said Myles Garrett was right when he said the Steelers were more concerned about Garrett than winning the game. I think that's a fact. And Exhibit A is late in the game. They're in a third and four, which is a passing situation 100% of the time practically in the NFL. And instead they did a running play to Gainwell to the far opposite side of Garrett. They played the whole game scared of that guy. It was really something to behold.
But don't they do that every time they play him? I mean, that's the whole idea.
No.
You don't want him to be a factor. So you scheme against.
If you have to shut down Myles Garrett to win, then how come he has 22 sacks and they're 4-12? Nobody else shuts him down. They just play their game. They figure he'll get his and we'll win. I've never seen a game plan like that. Rodgers got rid of the ball in a tenth of a second.
Right, but he's been doing that all year.
They passed away from him. They did everything else. They used Gainwell. They used up Gainwell to chip on Myles Garrett, thereby containing Gainwell on their own without the Browns having to do it. It was a scared game plan, a Myles Garrett-centered game plan. He ain't setting the record against us. Plus, we don't want him to beat us. Oh, my God, one guy, Myles Garrett. Asked earlier in the week, Mike Tomlin said, how come he never win in Cleveland anymore? He said, Myles Garrett, as if it's happening because of one guy. He must have forgotten about DTR's game-winning drive. He must have forgotten about Jacoby Brissett and Nick Chubb tearing them up.
Don't forget about Jameis Winston.
He must have forgot about Baker Mayfield and somebody, Odell Beckham, catching that ball a few years back. It's a hell of a lot more than just Myles Garrett that beats the Steelers in Cleveland. Tomlin must forget about what his defense has done there in recent games, too.
And that's the other thing.
I've never seen such a scared game plan in my life.
Right off the bat, you saw that defensively, where they were just, sitting back, not doing anything. They allowed Shedeur Sanders to pass the ball right down the field. They had six passes before Rodgers attempted one, and you wouldn't have expected that right off the bat. So they're down 10-0 to start. And while you may think, not you specifically, Joe, but Mike Tomlin thinks this and others also, that you should be able to overcome it, it's still a big part of the game. Your first quarters have put you in terrible positions when you can't respond to overcome it, and they never overcame it.
Just play the game. But get Kenneth Gainwell involved in the pass and run game more and have him not worry about occupying Myles Garrett. Seems to me, and I bet you behind the scenes, they were like, he ain't setting that record against us. That's TJ's record. I'm not saying they prioritize specifically the record over winning the game, but the idea of shutting down Garrett, not going anywhere near him the whole game, was the entire focal point of their game plan. And then finally, on the last drive, Rodgers said, screw it, I'm winging it down the field. And they were down the field about 80 yards in three plays.
Yeah, Absolutely. Because and they did that right before halftime, too. When they needed to get in field goal range, who do they go to? Pat Freiermuth, middle of the field. And they have Schwesinger, who's their best defensive player, not named Myles Garrett, who's on one leg, can't move. And they just let him out there the whole time with, like, not targeting him. Isn't that what, you know, when you lose a star cornerback, what do? They got an injury. They bring in some undrafted. What do? They throw at him every single time. And I didn't see much of that.
Absolutely. I mean, other teams, it seems to me, say, you know what, Myles Garrett's, it's like a basketball game. Do you see teams, when they play a bad NBA team, say, oh, we got to shut down their star player? No, they say, let the star player get his, the rest of the team stinks, and we'll win. The game plan yesterday was just mind-boggling.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah. So are you going to stay on the whole time here, Joe? Or if so, are you going to count this as a day of work?
I don't know. What should I do, Bob?
I count it as a day of work. I mean, you are working.
How was your Christmas?
It was good. It was nice. The grandkids all over the place. A lot of people over. It was fun just to hang out at home and eat, drink, and be merry.
Did you show everybody the new keychain I got you from the fan?
No, I did not. But I have it. I have it so that I, whenever I need it and feel like I'm missing you, or I'll have it, and so it's going to be a keepsake in my house.
It can be a good luck charm. And how about limits? Did you go home and show everybody the toddler Kenny Pickett jersey I got you and tell them it was too big?
It never came out of the bag.
No. That thing cost me a pretty penny.
We had more pressing things to discuss at Christmas dinner.
Bob, is this going to get ugly on Sunday? What if the Steelers lose by a couple of touchdowns?
Well, it'll get ugly. It'll bring us back through the Buffalo game, I think. And, yeah, I mean, honestly, they got to go out and make a statement here in this game. And if they do, what chance do you give them in the first round of the playoffs, depending on who they play? And right now it looks like it could be the Texans.
I mean, at this point, I'm flummoxed, Bob. I've gone from the season is over and so is the franchise, they might as well fold, to they're going to the Super Bowl. I don't know. I think if they're a healthy team at home in a playoff game with Watt and Metcalf and I think a good quarterback. I mean, I don't know what happened yesterday. I think a good quarterback. I think they can beat whoever comes in here in the first round. But right now, man, right now they're in big, big, big trouble. Big trouble. They may not have Watt. They don't have Metcalf. Washington is gone. I can't imagine they're a confident team. And that's what you get for losing to the Cleveland blanking
right.
Browns.
They had everything set up.
Me?
That's the other thing,
Are
Joe.
You kidding me, Bob?
They could have had a week off, rest all your guys, take it easy, get ready, you know. And now it's going to be, you know how these games go, right? They're physical. Every way they're going to be banged up by the end of it, and they got probably a short turnaround into their first playoff game if they should win.
Right. That's right. And this is what they did to them. They did this to themselves. They lost to Shedeur Sanders. Are you kidding me? They should have had two picks. He threw two.
He's
as
terrible,
far as I'm concerned, as far as I'm concerned, he threw two pick sixes. The fact that Jack Sawyer never made it to the end zone and Nick Herbig dropped one isn't my problem. He threw two pick sixes. One of the worst moon ball interceptions you'll ever see in your life, and another interception. He's horrible. They have no run game. They have no offensive line. They have very few receivers. Their best receiver, tight end, got hurt on that touchdown play. I mean, they were playing. How do you lose that game?
I don't know, but they did. And no touchdowns, and now here they are, wasted opportunity, which will have ripple effects down the road, no question about it. John and Kennedy, man, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, John.
I know. You can't wait to get rid of me, Bob.
No, I'm just, I don't know if you're supposed to stay on or not. Are you going to stay on?
What do you mean, for the rest of the show?
Yeah, I don't know what your plan is. You tell me.
I don't have a plan. I thought I would call in. You guys were doing a great show. Limits was firing off opinions left and right. And I figured I would call in to chime in and ask if I could change my Super Bowl pick around.
Yeah, and so what would it be now?
I don't know. What's your New Year's resolution, Bob?
I actually don't make resolutions. I used to, but I don't anymore because I never follow through on them. So it's a waste of time. I just, my always, you know, Joe, is simply this. Just be happy and healthy. If I can achieve those two things, then I think I'm a pretty rich person. That's it. Simple. As simple as the Ravens' game plan will be this week. Follow Patrick Ricard with Derrick Henry.
Well, you raised an interesting question. Would you rather face Lamar or Huntley? Like, who would be, who gives the Steelers a better chance to win? I'm not so sure that I wouldn't rather see Lamar at this point, which sounds crazy.
No, I know. I just talked to that with Austin about that. I think it just makes John Harbaugh's job a little easier because he knows who he has to go to, whereas this year there have been four different games where they did not run him enough. I thought it cost them fourth quarter leads.
Bob, does Limits have a New Year's resolution? Suddenly he's gone silent.
He went, no, he's been working back there. He does a lot of stuff. I watch every day, and he's got a new haircut, too, so go ahead.
I don't know, Joe. Do you have any recommendations for me for your New Year's resolution? I feel like you have one.
No, I'm open to anything, Limits, at this point. I think perhaps wearing that Kenny Pickett toddler jersey might spice things up for you a little.
I'm wearing a Pinstripe Bowl t-shirt that I got at the game, Joe.
Oh, my God. You went to that game?
Yeah, I went and visited New York for a couple days. It was awesome.
My condolences. Anything you choose will be fine, Limits. And I'll see you on Wednesday, or maybe not. How about you, Bob? Will you be in Wednesday?
No, I'm off the rest of the week. I got a lot of stuff planned with the family, John.
John and Kennedy.
Thank you, Bob. Happy New Year.
I look
year,
forward
Limits.
To seeing you. We'll have a lot to talk about next Monday for sure when we reconvene together here. So we'll see what happens on Sunday Night
Bob.
Football. John and Kennedy, ladies and gentlemen, a.k.a. Joe Starkey. Hey, Bob is on the line, and now he's off to the rest of his vacation today and tomorrow. All right, we have a lot of people online. Let's just get a couple of quick calls before we take a break here, Austin. I know they've waited for a while here, so.
All right, here's Dino in Scott Township.
Hey, Dino, what's up?
First-time caller, I get to talk to the legendary Bob Pompiani. How you doing, Bob?
Dino, it's great to hear your voice, and thanks. I hope you're not a last-time caller.
Oh, no, not at all. I talked to a Pony and Morris quite a few times. But back to the Steelers and Tomlin, I agree with Joe. Like, I don't know how you do not go into this game and throw the kitchen sink at them, knowing that you're without DK Metcalf for the two games, possibly without TJ Watt, uncertain on his situation, and just not throw the kitchen sink at them. And, like, this is your go all or go home type of game to get yourself into the playoffs. I just don't get it. The game plan to me was just ludicrous.
It was too conservative, and it didn't feature enough of what they needed to do. And again, I'm not going to let defense off the hook. You can say, well, they only gave up 13 points and one touchdown. That's too many for that offense. That offense ain't very good, and they're banged up, and they don't have playmakers really anywhere. And the one guy they did, he caught a touchdown on a pass that should have been intercepted, and he ends up re-aggravating his groin.
Yeah, it just was an all-around just crappy play calling and scheme to me. Just a lot of the play calls, I mean, these end-arounds, the Jonnu Smith, a line of scrimmage throw to Jonnu Smith, I'm just over that. Like, that play hasn't worked since we had Antonio Brown, yet we see it three times a game. It just don't make sense to me.
Yeah, well, listen, I thought there should have been deeper playbooks. Go down, go come up with something, especially, and thanks for the call, Dino. I appreciate you being a first-time caller, and happy holidays to you. But why not come up with something different, even if it's just kind of, you know, speed up, quick, hurry up. Do anything to get them off their game a little bit, in that, and when you, especially after two interceptions, which puts you in prime position. Did you know, Austin, they did not go to the red zone all game until the very end? That was it. No, that was their only trip.
Well, they didn't score a touchdown. Like, but they couldn't move the ball. You would have thought that the Browns were the 85 Bears the way that they played that game. And Cleveland has been vulnerable against other teams this year, Bob.
That's what I mean. And they didn't even give it an opportunity to work. So now they put themselves in a quandary here. They have to win this game, and they have to go all out in it, as opposed to having a kind of a nice, relaxing approach to the playoffs.
Well, think about this. This great defense for Cleveland, and yes, it is a very good defense, gave up 31 points in a loss to Tennessee.
They did.
Cam Ward put up 31 on them. The Bears also put up 31 on them. Buffalo put up 23 on them. Those were just the three games prior to this one, where a Steelers offense that was averaging 28 points per game in their last three doesn't even score a touchdown and only posts 6 points.
Yeah, it's unacceptable for the magnitude of the game.
Who's the Jets next? Scored 27 on them this year.
I know. I mean, they give up points, but some of those are, you know, pick sixes the other way, but their defense overall against the pass has been good. They've been given a lot of runs on the ground that have killed them.
All right, Bob, here is Doug.
Doug is in McMurray, now he's on the fan. Hey, Doug.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk about Tomlin, but I do want to start off by saying it's nice to hear Starkey actually objectively critique the Steelers in the light that they should be viewed. He actually did a very good job with that.
You mean
that.
John, don't you?
Yeah, John Kennedy.
Okay.
Because I think he's just been missing the mark on this team the past 3 weeks. I mean, they really should have lost to the Lions on the last play of the game if it wasn't for, you know, that funky call or even a couple plays before that with the OPI. So I don't think his analysis of the Steelers prior to this game was accurate, and he did a great job objectively finally viewing them.
Well, I think he's been critical of them pretty much all year. I think he got, like a lot of people, with three-game win streak, it's easy to get enticed into thinking this is what it is. And have they made, you know, you go to Detroit, not many people thought they'd win the way they did when they dominated them in the third quarter. So, you know, your expectations changed a little bit, and I think that's what happened.
Yeah, but sometimes you still got to try to view it, you know.
Correct.
Don't ride the highs and don't ride the lows. But I wanted to talk about Tomlin, and I think you actually kind of shook your head in the post-game yesterday when I was watching after the game. Like, Tomlin just doesn't take any responsibility. It's never his fault. It's always the defense or the offense, or we didn't properly execute. Getting tired listening to Tomlin not take any responsibility. Like, how about one time saying, hey, this is on me. I did a bad job. I didn't discipline DK Metcalf. That's the same problem we had with Pickens. I couldn't control Pickens in the locker room. He can't discipline his team. He's a player's coach. And there's...
Well, Doug, we're having problems with your connection there, but thanks for the call. And you know, I expected that yesterday, honestly. I thought that would be the first thing that he would say. Just because it's all about coaching. It's all about the head coach in those kinds of situations, and that's just the way it is. So bottom line now, they have a chance like Baltimore does. They got a second life. The Steelers have given them that second life. They have to snuff it out if they can on Sunday night, and they'll have a chance to do it at home. And will be a playoff game. Playoffs start early for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and this is where it begins. 412-928-9370. We have decisions. Decisions coming up. We're going to talk to Rob Long down in Baltimore. His thoughts about this matchup and what people in Baltimore are saying.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.